Christian anthropy is not a scientific term. It is a title I selected after listening to a fine sermon on the progress of our Christian faith. Anthropy is a verb that means to gradually decline in effectiveness or vigor due to underuse or neglect. It was brought home to me by a talk with a friend struggling with his faith. He felt like he was missing out on all God had for him. Ted was a very active church member. He attended all services and taught a Sunday school class that everyone liked. By all appearances, he was the perfect Christian. Ted had accepted Christ into his life early and been active throughout his life. Why would a man like Ted feel that he was missing something in his spiritual life? He had done everything the church expected of him and then more. Indeed, he should feel satisfied with his relationship with Jesus. Thankfully, Ted, unlike many of us, realized that something was missing. He was doing many things right, but he had lost his focus on the mission Christ called him to. Unfortunately, the world and church had gotten in the way of truly serving God. I want to repeat that. The world and church had gotten in the way of truly serving God. Christian anthropy is when the things of God do not move your heart. Ted had become so involved in the things of the world that he had lost his first love, the love of Jesus and serving him. The world he was living in became his world, and God took second place. Paul is not alone in this. Unfortunately, the majority of the church today suffers from this atrophy of faith. We often go through the motions of church and forget our faith during the week. Serving God becomes a Sunday event. In 1 John, the second chapter, verses 15 through 17, John tells us, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who loves the will of God abides forever." Yes, we're so involved with the world that God is a Sunday event. One thing we see all through the scripture is that God will not tolerate being second. Anytime Israel put God second, he punished them. Hebrews 13:8 tells us, "Remember, God does not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." We can trust in the sameness of God, and it is the one and only foundation for our faith in God's power to save us in all situations. Christian anthropy is when fear moves you more than faith. Fear can only control our lives if we allow it and we refuse to trust God. Unfortunately, however, I find that fear is pervasive among those in the church. It keeps people's eyes on the things of the world and not on Jesus. Fear that you may not get all you need. The way of the world is to seek all the physical possessions we can. Then, if we can't use them, we rent storage units to keep our junk. It is a sickness of both rich and poor. We're always wanting more and finding no happiness. Jesus speaks to these fears in Matthew 6, verses 30 through 32. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. Fear is because you know that you cannot trust the world. Things of this world do not bring lasting joy. They only create the desire for more. It is the trust of God and faith in His provision that brings real happiness. God speaks clearly to Isaiah when He says in Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." If we trust in God, we have nothing to fear. We know that He is going to use us to expand His kingdom. Christian atrophy is when our hearts harden to the needs of others. Being a Christian is more than going to church, even if you are a church leader. It always involves reaching out to others and showing the love of Jesus that He has implanted in your heart. Sometimes God gives us much more than we need. It is not for buying and storing, but for service to others. In 1 John 3, verses 17 and 18, he says, "But whoever has this world's goods and sees his neighbor in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Truly, God wants us to use what He gives us to help others and not just store useless junk. Therefore, as He blesses us, He enables us to be a blessing to others. And finally, Christian atrophy is when we fail to share Jesus. Remember what Jesus said in Mark 10:21, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." My friend Ted knew something was wrong, even though he did all anyone expected of him. The Holy Spirit prompted him to commit himself to the mission that Christ gave us, the sharing of the gospel with the lost. The Apostle Paul says, "We are ambassadors for Christ. Our job is to reach out on Christ's behalf to the lost." In 2 Corinthians 5:20, he says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Jesus put it this way. He was about to depart and told the disciples to go into all the world. God's message is our first job. Reaching the lost is the purpose of the church. Jesus died for the sins of the world. Getting people to come to Christ and not just play church is what the Lord wants. Jesus reached out to the poor and needy, but His message was to call people back to God the Father. So use your gift to reach out to others with God's grace. Our job as Christians is to reach the lost world. Reaching the lost is our most important job. We live in a world not to absorb the world, but to free it from the sin's effects. My friend Ted found his way back. He did not leave the church, but changed his approach to encouraging more Christians to do the job God gave them. that's what we all need to do. To encourage others to do the job God gave us.